Here in East Houston, demolition crews are tearing down Milby High School to make way for a brand new campus. Except one part of this school will be saved, the historic building on Broadway. Nicholas Springer is an architect with Kirksey, the firm working on the job.
The original building, it's all concrete columns, brick facade with clay tile backup, plaster walls, and really great bones and elegant construction.
That construction is nearly 100 years old. Now HISD is building a new campus for Milby. It's a $69 million project funded by the 2012 bond. Springer says the new design will incorporate the oldest structure.
And so really what we've done is kind of dualized that 1926 building and wrapped the new 21st century learning around it.
The historic building will become a student union where the school community can gather together. The treatment of this history is different than another school construction project. In Fifth Ward, the building that housed one of Houston's first African-American schools will be torn down. Alumni fought HISD in court to try and save it. They recently settled the case. Deanne Bankhead with HISD says the new campus will pay homage to the history of Phyllis Wheatley High.
As people drive by, hopefully the architect will be able to handle that in a way that it'll evoke memories of the old facility.
They plan to salvage bricks and other materials from the original building for the new construction. David Bush with Preservation Houston says there's an important lesson from the Milby project.
What this plan shows is you can maintain the tradition and still serve the 21st century needs of the students. It's not all or nothing. It really can't be, particularly in projects like this.
Bush says history isn't a priority just for preservationists like himself.
The community really identifies with these buildings. It's an important part of their history, and they see it as an important part of their families.
Besides Milby, other schools in this bond program will keep historic exteriors while they're rebuilt on the inside. Those are Austin, Davis, and Lamar High Schools. From the News 88.7 Education Desk, I'm Laura Eisensee.